Liam Neeson has played his share of tough guys in the movies, but this morning you're going to see a very different side of the man.
Yeah, it's been 5 years since the tragic death of his wife, actress Natasha Richardson, and the actor says he's still struggling to come to terms with her loss. ABC's Lindsay Janis is here with more, and he's really opening up in this interview, Lindsay.
He is indeed. He is bearing all. He says it's been tough, and it still is tough.
We see him as the ultimate tough guy.
But what I do have are a very particular set of skills.
Throwing punches and killing bad guys in movies like Taken and his new movie, Nonstop. But there's a softer side to this action star, especially when it comes to talking about his late wife.
She was on life support and stuff, and I went into her, and I just told her I loved her.
In a new interview, 61-year-old Liam Neeson sits down with CBS's 60 Minutes, opening up about the death of his wife, Natasha Richardson, 5 years ago in a skiing accident. Admitting, even years later, he sometimes struggles with grief. Confessing, there are times in his New York residence when he says, quote, "Anytime I hear that door opening, I still think I'm going to hear her."
I think their identities were very fused, so I think when he lost her, he lost just a very large part of himself.
45-year-old Richardson fell and hit her head during a skiing lesson at a resort in Quebec. Initially, she seemed fine and refused medical attention. But hours later, she complained of a headache and was taken to the hospital. In the interview, Neeson also revealing for the first time Richardson's death saved lives.
Donated three of her organs, so she's keeping three people alive at the moment.
Well, Neeson has said that one of the ways he coped immediately after his wife's death was by working a lot. His latest film, rather aptly titled Nonstop, opens on Friday next week.